The Imperial Transantarctic Expedition, under the leadership of Sir Ernest Shackleton, had an ambitious aim. They intended to be the first expedition to cross the Antarctic continent from coast to coast, a journey through almost entirely virgin territory.
Ta-da! Voila! May I present my biggest picture? The biggest one I ever made. With this painting, I wanted to impress everyone, become famous, and finally hit the big time. So I thought it has to be big, so that everyone notices. But what happened? The painting was rejected.
The author of Alice in Wonderland, Lewis Carroll, real name Charles Ludwig Dodgson, first met young Alice Pleasance Liddell in 1856. A hallway with four doors. In the background, the last door stands ajar. The room beyond is brightly lit, and a ray of light falls into the hallway. In the foreground, we see two girls whose appearance and action seem puzzling. One of them is seen in rear view, and her long dark hair streams upwards as if the laws of gravity were out of kilter. What's going on here? The US writer and artist, Dorothea Tanning, painted this picture entitled A Little Night Music in 1943.
Upon waking from the dream, I lit a match and looked for my watch in its usual place on the bedside dresser. To my surprise, it wasn't there, and confused as I was, I couldn't recall exactly where I'd placed it. I took a moment to gather my thoughts, then hunted around and found it lying on the chest of drawers in the living room where I'd supposedly and unusually left it the previous evening. Looking at it, I noticed, surprised, that sure enough it had stopped, and was all the more startled to see the hand stood at exactly 4:30. The coincidence seemed perfectly obvious. The watch must have stopped the previous afternoon at 4:30. I must have noticed it, forgotten all about it, but then recalled it in my dreams.
Shh! We don't want to make my friend Frédéric Basile jump. He's completely absorbed in his work. What are those slippers on his feet? At least it means his feet won't get cold, I suppose. In winter, the studio was sometimes really cold, particularly when we had no money for coal. Central heating hadn't yet been invented.
Nothing was left but rubble and cinders. In the night of November the 23rd, 1943, an aerial bomb destroyed the Tel Halaf Museum, and with it, Max von Oppenheim's life's work. The blaze, and what was even worse, the subsequent firefighting operations, shattered the stone sculptures into thousands of pieces.
I can't tell you just how it was stored. For that, I'm afraid, you'll have to ask my colleague, Hannes Taugwalder. When I ate with the farmers, though the meal was usually quite meagre, I was fed relatively well. For supper, there was usually hot milk, bread and butter.
Twombly's large red blooms of colour float in the picture space as weightlessly as Monet's water lilies. A picture on such a vast scale can't possibly be taken in at a single glance. Twombly's painting fills almost our entire field of vision. We can no longer experience the painted surface as a detached viewer. Instead, it becomes an image literally without boundaries.